You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 9 and verse 29. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. We see very clearly here that what prayer did to Jesus was that it transformed him. If your prayer life does not first of all affect you, that prayer life is not correct and it is not ineffective. Today we see a lot of people. Every form of prayer meeting you can think of, they are there. In fact, they are even leading some of this prayer meeting. Is it men's special prayer? They are there. Women prayer meeting? They are there. Mother's prayer meeting? They are there. Early morning prayer? They are there. The only difference is that nothing has changed about their own lives. The people they hate, they continue to hate them. The people they have not forgiven, they continue not to forgive them. The anger, the lying, the lust in their life still continued. It does not affect them. I want to tell you, you are not yet praying. You don't yet understand prayer. Prayer that you are praying that does not change your own life, that does not transform you, it's not prayer. I'm telling you, it's a great deception in our generation that people seem to be given to prayers. Just start a prayer meeting. You will have crowd gathered there. But you will never see their lives being transformed. That is to tell you that this is deception. The sin that you have been living in, you continue to live in it. The arrogance of your life, the pride of your life, everything remains there intact. There is no brokenness. Your tongue is not bridled. You just continue to talk the way you have always talked. Your wickedness has not changed. Nothing has changed about you, but you are everywhere praying. What is the essence of that prayer? When Jesus was praying and his sweat was like blood, did you know Jesus was not asking for breakthrough? He was praying for himself. He said, "Father, not as I will, but as thou will." And that was probably the most intense prayer of Jesus Christ. He was for himself. It was not for miracles. It was not to get something. It was that, "God, my own will must not be done. Your own will must be done. You are living for your will and you are praying." One of the ways you know a truly prayerful person is that his will will have been so conquered that it is God's will that will be operational in that person's life. But your own will is intact, but you lay claim to be praying. What kind of prayer are you praying that does not affect you? What kind of prayer are you praying that does not bring a change to your life? Brethren, don't continue to have yourself deceived. For how long? Just check your life. Just look at your life. What has it produced? Your prayer life has not produced humility in you. It has not produced meekness in you. You are still as worldly as you have always been. What kind of prayer is that? As Jesus prayed, the Bible said the fashion of his countenance was altered. Prayer must alter your own life first. Effective prayer, genuine prayer, is the one that affects your own life first. It's not the one that does many things. That's why Jesus said, many people will say to me on that day, "Lord, did we not cast demons in your name? Did we not do many great things in your name? Did we not prophesy in your name?" But I will profess to them, "I don't know you." You see, they were prayerful, but their prayer has no effect upon their own personal life. It does not have any effect upon their own walk with God. I tell you, my greatest prayer every day is that I want to know Jesus. That is the cream de la cream of my prayer. Paul said that I may know him. I was wondering. There was nowhere Paul said that he will be able to do miracles, that he will be able to raise the dead, that he will be able to heal the sick. All of Paul's prayer, he said, is that you will know him, is that you will receive light in your inner man, is that you will understand him. If you check all the prayers of Paul, they are really about Jesus Christ. They are prayers that will affect your personal life. But look at the prayer you have been involved with. It has not done anything to you. It has not changed anything to you. You just continue to play religion. How long will you pray religion? The prayer life must affect you. It must affect your own life. That is when you are praying. How can you go in the presence of God? You lay claim to go to the presence of God. And you, that you are in the presence of God, you are not changed. But you want to change things. You want to change things everywhere. But you are not changed. Is it possible? Is it possible for a man to go to the presence of God and his own face will not be uttered? Did you know that the face of Moses was also uttered when he was in the presence of God? It was not the face of the children of Israel that was uttered. It was the face of Moses. When they saw him, they knew his face had been uttered. Has anything been uttered in your life? Since you've been praying, you will do vigil, you will do night, you will do early morning. Some of you are even endangering your life. But yet, there is nothing that is being changed in your own personal life. I want to tell you, it is deception. If your prayer life does not affect you, how do you think it will affect anything? How do you think that it's going to affect anybody? Your prayer life must affect you first. In fact, one of the signs of an effective prayer life is that you are praying, you will become more and more and more like Jesus. I'm telling you, if that is not happening, you are not praying. You know, be very careful. A lot of preachers are out there today. They don't even understand something as basic as this. They are just organizing prayer for you. And you too, you are going there thinking that the prayer is about dealing with enemies, dealing with problems, and so on. That's how you say prayer. So all the prayer you are praying, they will pray, avenge my avenger. Those who say I will not laugh. Those who say I will not see the new year. Anyone that is against my success, die by fire. Die by fire. I'm telling you, those people, they don't have clue of what prayer is. Prayer that is not affecting your life. In fact, many of these prayer meetings, if they are actually serious and they know what to do, it should be a prayer meeting where everybody will cry for their lives. Some of you, the anger that has been in your life for the last 30 years has remained there. Bitterness has remained in your heart. Malice, you keep malice. You are unforgiving. You are wicked. You are envious. You are jealous. And you are still running up and down, praying everywhere. What are you praying for? That prayer cannot affect your own life. That he can't transform you. He can't change you. I see people today organize prayer meeting. I talk to them and I'm just wondering. I know this person has not had the touch of the Spirit. But they are the one leading prayer. They are the one organizing prayers. They are the one attending all the prayers in this world. But nothing is changing in their own lives. How long will you continue to be deceived? Effective prayer life will bring your life into conformity with the image of Christ. May you receive understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.